Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
We got to talk about Kyrie Irving. And I said this, Rob, a week and a half ago, that if I were the Nets and Kyrie Irving refused to get vaccinated, I would send him away for the whole season. Now, if he gets vaccinated in November and January, whenever, then by all means, we welcome you back with open arms. But until he gets vaccinated or until New York would change its law, then I said, you got to send him away, period. And it doesn't have to be mean-spirited, not a banishment. Just, Kyrie, we're trying to win the championship and you being in and out of the lineup, not practicing all the time. I know he can practice some now in New York, but that's not conducive to us building chemistry, continuity, and the defined roles that we're going to need to beat the best teams in the NBA. And the Nets came out today, Rob, and it looks like Joe Tsai, the owner, and Sean Marks, the GM, at least according to Marks, they are the ones that made the decision, and they did exactly as I said they should. They sent Kyrie away. Here's Marks talking about it.
This process is, I think, all of you guys are pretty well aware of. It's been going on for a while now, and we've been bringing all the information to a head here. And I think this is a decision that ultimately Joe Tsai and myself made. We, as always, involve a lot of people in this, but this decision came down to the two of us. And it's what's best for the organization at this point in time.
All right, Rob, what are your thoughts?
No, I mean, I thought that they did the right thing. You just can't have it. And I think, because you know I've mentioned this a few times to you, right? Pat Riley, when I was covering the Knicks, you know, in New York, and I mean as a columnist, I remember him just saying to the Knicks, the whole thing was either you're in or you're out. Like, which one are you? You can't be a half a foot in, half a foot out. The Nets would be setting themselves up for a terrible fall by allowing a guy to be part-time and then not play. Imagine if they made it to the finals and they had four games in Brooklyn and then he couldn't play in those, or some big series and you needed him and you're down in the series, he can't play because that game's on the road. What does it say to his teammates that he gets special treatment because they're allowing him to do this? You couldn't do it. You got to make sure that everybody is giving their all and everybody's in for the same goal, which is to win a championship. We saw people give up, and I applauded people who decided to go into the bubble and stay away from their families for 3 months. That's not natural, Chris.
Right.
You weren't sealed off.
Had to be incredibly tough.
Right. You weren't sealed off in the side of a mountain and couldn't get to your family. You chose to play basketball and not see your family for a few months.
Right.
That is an ultimate sacrifice. God forbid someone in your family or your wife or your grandmother or your mother got, you know, something happened to them. You would hate yourself. You know what I mean? Like it's a big, you can't take that for granted. Oh, yeah, I'll see you in 3 months and everything will be great. No. So it's a sacrifice. And if you're asking all the players to make a sacrifice to bring a championship to Brooklyn for the first time since the Dodgers won a World Series, and you got the team and you got everybody in place, and one guy is not on board, then you got to, you know what? That ship sails without that one guy until he's ready to be on board. Bravo to the Nets. They did the right thing. Kyrie's a great player. I love to watch him play. I thought he was fantastic last year before he got hurt, Chris. And him on that team makes them an even more overwhelming favorite. I still like that team, even without them, because in the NBA you need two stars, basically, and three is a luxury. So right. Brooklyn did what it had to do, and I'm fine with it.
Rob, I love the team without him. I am not convinced that they can't be just as good without Kyrie. And I think I'm even in the minority here when I say I think Kyrie's a first ballot Hall of Famer. His numbers are tremendous. He's the best ball handler in NBA history. I know that may not mean anything as far as getting into the Hall of Fame.
He is, though.
But he's a tremendous finisher, one of the best guards we've ever seen, point guards at least, finish at the rim.
It's unbelievable.
He's hit arguably, Rob, the biggest shot in NBA history, arguably.
Yeah.
It's certainly one of them. And so Kyrie is a tremendous player, but just throwing together a bunch of talent. And it worked, yes, last year. I'm not acting like it didn't work.
If they didn't get hurt, Chris, they would have won.
You're obviously losing talent.
Right.
But I'm just saying they still have enough talent, and if they have the chemistry and the health, they can win the championship. They're not as overwhelming of a favorite. You know, them in Milwaukee will be a war. Them in if the Lakers ever get it together, we see Russ – throwing the ball all over the place in the preseason. But, you know, the Lakers, that presumably would be a war. There are a lot of talented teams. But Harden, Kevin
them.
Durant,
you know what
not
I mean?
At all.
Right. It
not
wouldn't
at
exclude
all.
Them like, oh, without him, they have no shot to
no.
win.
No. I mean, honestly, and I want your opinion, Rob. Kyrie is the third best player on that team.
Right.
He's not better than Durant and Harden. Do you agree with that?
No, not at this point.
Yeah.
No. With what Harden can do and if he's healthy – he's one of those guys. But it's the icing on the cake, though, if you have him. And you want him. You know what I mean? Sure, you.
Right.
Last year,
especially
what did we talk about?
If you can play a whole year together and really develop chemistry.
And he was 50-40-90, Chris, last year. 50 from the field goals, 40 from three, and 90 from the free throw line. I mean,
He was great. He was great. Well, a lot of people wouldn't take it because of the other things.
Right.
And it ain't just the vaccination. You know, there's a lot that comes with Kyrie. A lot of baggage, a lot of things you have to deal with, a lot of drama. He is the epitome of high maintenance, and that's something the Nets aren't going to have to worry about either. The one place, Rob, that I don't 100% know the answer to this, but the one thing that concerns me about the Nets without Kyrie is that Durant is certainly clutch. Kyrie is certainly clutch. I'm not certain about James Harden. No, and I'm about as big a Harden fan as there is.
That's fair, because he hasn't done it. Yeah.
He's done it here and there. He's had some really good playoff games and big games, put up big numbers. But he's had at least as many, probably more, just outright clunkers in the biggest moments.
Right.
And, Rob, I thought even in Game 7 against Milwaukee last year that toward the end of the game in overtime – he faded and disappeared. And I get it. The hamstring was banged up, and I'm going to credit some of it to the hamstring.
Yeah, he just seemed like a shell of himself by that point in the game, and he really couldn't add anything.
Well, he could have been a decoy. He could have set Durant up. He had 22-9-9.
Yeah.
So he played well throughout the game. But then at the end, he just gave it to Durant and said, go take us, big fella, and went over there with the rest of the Nets and watched. And I needed him to have a little more superstar swagger. I don't know, was that just the hammy? Or was it a combination of the hammy and his fading in the clutch? That's the one thing. I think he liked the fact that I got not only Durant to take the big shot, I got Kyrie.
No.
And so I don't have to worry about it, right?
I'm sure they want him, right? I'm sure they want him.
Yeah, so that's the only question I have about them without Kyrie. And I trust that Harden can overcome that. But I want to see it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
For those that might not know, yeah, they're wondering how in the world this thing came about. Well, the Washington football team was under investigation for a toxic culture.
Right, work environment.
Yeah, work environment. And in the midst of, you know, investigating, they found, what, 650,000 emails.
Somebody has to go through those.
Yes, and Gruden, that's where the Gruden emails came about. And Rob, a lot of people, and rightly so, a lot of people are wondering and thinking, hey, among that many emails, was Gruden really the only one that sent coarse, insulting, negative emails?
Some people are wondering
if he's the fall guy. Rob G, kind of explain, because this isn't over in that regard.
Yeah, this I know Jason on that, what is that podcast in the morning? What is it called?
McIntyre on Straight Fire?
Straight Fire. I'm sorry. I thought it was Hot
You never miss Straight Fire.
Right, that's right. No, I heard him say something about him being collateral damage.
Rob G,
explain.
So
what's going on?
You know, there was that big Washington Post investigative report. This might have been, what, a year and a half ago now?
I remember.
Detailed a lot of bullying, sexual harassment. It was a really bad scene in the workplace at Washington. So the NFL commissioned its own investigation. They determined that it is a toxic workplace, that they need to be hired to held to a higher standard. However, the NFL also said, we don't want a written report. We don't want anything public. Just give us an oral explanation of your findings. So what the NFL did, which was smart on their part, is they dumped this report, this oral report, on July 1st, heading into a holiday weekend. So by the time anybody realized what was going on, it had already been old news. Nobody cares anymore. You know, Daniel Snyder gets a $10 million fine. He gets moved off of day-to-day operations because he was negligent. And everybody in the front office has to take basically sensitivity training. Right. They thought that was the end of it. Now, flash forward to this past week. We don't know exactly who it was or why it happened, but the emails involving John Gruden's commentary were leaked out to the Wall Street Journal.
Now, let me tell you this before people, because I hear this all the time. Well, you know, that's not right to leak. Some of the greatest journalism in this country came from sources, people passing.
Oh, absolutely.
Like this is journalism, okay? Watergate, Chris.
Absolutely.
So when people say that, oh, that ain't right. That's how you get sources and information. Or whistleblowers, people who see stuff and then find journalists to be able to send it to them so that they can see it and expose it. So people who
Rob, is it the truth?
Is it that thing?
And is it harmful to society?
Exactly.
Or, you know, in the context of sports, which this was what Gruden was doing, it can be harmful to society.
Sure.
Those types of attitudes. But, yeah, that's really
– that makes
this isn't just everyday gossip, you know what I mean, about what's going on at the water cooler. This is stuff that's important to society. But,
go ahead,
Rob G, so there's a group that wants the rest of the emails made public, correct?
Oh, there's plenty of groups now. I mean, you've had Mike Florio from a Pro Football Talk. You had USA Today, Yahoo Sports. They all put out their own opinion pieces saying, look, what John Gruden did was, disgusting, repulsive. His commentary should not be tolerated in the NFL. However, it's very convenient that out of how many was it?
650,000
emails.
Right.
The only commentary that got leaked involved someone who did not work in or around Washington. And in the New York Times, a lot of people pointed this out as well, it says John Gruden and Allen exchanged picture messages, you know, derogatory commentary.
Right.
However, the only person who was actually quoted for their emails was John Gruden.
Right.
So people are upset saying, look, you know, obviously John Gruden deserved what came to him. He's not the only one doing and saying things like this. So let's have the NFL, and the NFLPA actually put out a statement this afternoon or later this evening saying, we want all of those emails, anything that you found, made public so we can decide who or what we should be mad about,
I don't have a problem if they made them all available. And you know what? There will be news organizations, Chris, who will file Freedom of Information Act, right, to try to see if they can get, like, a chance at looking at these emails and whether a judge or whatever grants them that. It's not automatic, but a Freedom of Information Act to try to get access to it. And that's how stories are done sometimes. I remember when they broke a story in Cincinnati about Marge Schott, and you know how the reporter did it when the racist owner who eventually got forced out? You know how they got the information about her and some of the stuff she said? They went through lawsuits, Chris, brought on against her, right? The public record lawsuits, and read line for line. Just read line for line.
Right.
And I would come in every day for 8 hours and read every lawsuit and every line, and then they uncovered stuff that was in this lawsuit, right, which eventually wound up hurting her, that this stuff was said in depositions and all whatnot. So my point is, it's called journalism, and it's tedious. It's a lot of work, but if they did do that, they probably would rope some more people in this who have said some stuff. It is interesting that Daniel Snyder, and maybe he uses personal email, Chris. You never know. Maybe he was smart enough not to, even if he were saying stuff, to put it on the company. I'm just saying, and why he wasn't roped into this.
It's interesting, though, Rob. Like, the NFL, I don't even know, Rob G, maybe you know, how many billions of dollars is the NFL worth? 12 billion,
yeah.
Probably more.
It's a $12 billion business.
At least, okay. It's a $12 billion business.
Yes.
And you say, just give us an oral report?
Right.
What? Do you really want to know the truth? Even if I was going to give you an oral report with the best of intentions, I might leave something out, right?
Especially
I might
when
forget
about
something.
650,000
yes. Emails. No. If you're going to take this seriously, there needed to be a written report. Rob, what does this remind you of? It's right on. I know it's on the tip of your tongue because you always talk about it when we mention the Patriots.
Right.
Destroying videos.
He destroyed the evidence that they had against the Patriots. So I always said he did it. If it was no big deal, Chris, he also did a disservice to the Patriots. If they would have let us see it, then we could have said, that ain't that big of a deal or whatever. You know what I mean? And make the case.
Right.
But he destroyed it. Roger Goodell had the tapes destroyed. That was a mistake. That should have never happened. We should have been able to look at it.
No.
And we didn't get
way.
It right.
Absolutely. And that's what this smacks of. And who does Roger Goodell work for? The owners.
No,
one being Daniel Snyder.
Right. No, they pay him.
And I'm not trying to accuse Snyder of something. I'm just saying it doesn't make any sense for me to have an oral report if you're really doing a serious investigation. Where in the world does that fly?
Okay,
let me
also explain this to you. Okay, here's another thing. There's two things for people to understand. First, I'm going to say this. This also explains why the NFL were so quick to settle the Kaepernick case, Chris, because if they didn't want the emails out. They didn't want the emails to have to be exactly.
Absolutely.
And it would have cost them even more because you have discovery.
Who knows what's in those emails? You think this is the only, Gruden's the only person in the NFL talking like this? Come on.
They would have had discovery and they would have had to open up all these owners and teammates and teams' emails. So I understand why. That's why they paid him and were like, we want to get over with this. Here's the second one. And you talk about John Gruden getting caught, right? Caught up. How did Barry Bonds get caught with the steroid thing, Chris? Remember, he never failed a test by Major League Baseball.
Right.
They raided Balco in the Bay Area, and his name was in their files.
Right.
That's how Barry Bonds came down. It wasn't an investigation about Barry Bonds. It was never about Barry Bonds.
Right.
It was about Balco. This is the same way John Gruden just got caught up. This is what happens when people start digging and do investigations. Sometimes other people who aren't, they're not even targeting, get caught up in the net.
Rob, leagues are not going to expose any individuals that they don't have to. I was talking with somebody in the NBA front office executive recently, last week, about this. If the league found out one of its top players was using PEDs, they wouldn't put it out there, I don't believe. And look at Mark McGwire. You mentioned the Balco investigation. How were these things uncovered? It was journalists.
Right?
It was there was a journalist that saw some
Andro in
Mark McGwire's locker. And that's how he came. Baseball knew what was going on. Maybe not necessarily McGwire.
But they knew. Right.
Yeah, their thing that it was the 90s. Who knew? Please. Everybody knew about steroids in the 1990s. Right. So my point is, the fact that Gruden did get exposed, was it the league that allowed it or did it, or was it some other league? Who knows? But it is interesting, and people are bringing up and what people want. What I want, I'm about fairness, and fairness is that John Gruden should have lost his job, but if he's the only person doing it, that's fair. But if they have evidence of other stuff like this going on with other people, then Gruden should not be the only one to take a hit.
Well, that's all I'm saying. I agree. If the league has information about somebody else and they're withholding it, Chris, I'm with you.
Right.
But it doesn't excuse John Gruden
for what he did. Right. He was wrong.
He was wrong. And people who keep making that argument, I just don't. You got caught. Chris, everybody speeds down the highway. Does everybody get a ticket? No. But if you were speeding and you get pulled over, they give you a ticket.
Right. But if I speed also, I shouldn't be waving my finger in your face because you got caught. And I speed just as much as you.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
And Rob, you brought up, we thought it was interesting, the three of us, Rob G and Alex, we were talking in between the segment. I'm surprised that you think, at least very quickly, that's why I said, if you would have said by opening night, I'd be stunned if Kyrie got it by opening night. I agree with you that he could eventually get it, but Alex and Rob G, I think at least Alex disagree because of this statement, and we're going to read it. We read it earlier. Shams Charania had this in his story that came out a couple hours ago about Kyrie. Rob G, can you read that?
That's right. Part of his excerpt from the piece in The Athletic said, multiple sources with direct knowledge of Irving's decision have told The Athletic Irving is not anti-vaccine and that his stance is that he is upset that people are losing their jobs due to vaccine mandates. It's a stance that Irving has explained to close teammates. To him, this is about a grander fight than the one on the court, and Irving is challenging a perceived control of society and people's livelihood.
See, but that's why I think that there's a chance that he could, if he was just, he could just say, I'm not coming back. You know, he's left himself open to
be able
to.
Yeah, but then he's almost resigning, right? You mean for the season? You wonder would that put his money in jeopardy?
Well, yeah.
If he says, I'm not coming back like that, you know, you mean for road games too, right?
Yeah, I mean for whatever. Like
that would seem almost like you're resigning. Like you're saying I'm not available. Then no, you potentially give up your money.
But he could say, I'm not getting the vaccine because I'm under any circumstances because I don't think it's right to make people have to get it in order to work or whatever it is. But you could have that stance. So what changes? Nothing changes. Companies all over the country have now put this, you know, in place. They have a right to set work rules and to keep other people safe. So what is this? So my point is, what will change between now and
April?
Well,
that's why we're a bit surprised that you're saying you're so confident he's getting the vaccine.
Yeah, I think that
nothing's going to change. I mean,
well, I think he'll understand that he made a stance or a statement about it, but ultimately nothing will change even if he doesn't get the vaccine and can't work. I just don't see how that's going to.
My opinion, Rob, I think this is spin. I think this is spin. Because if
spin
that was...
So that he can eventually say he got it, or no?
I think it's just spin to make it look better for Kyrie. Like, to put some rationale behind it. Because if that's your feeling, if you want to make a statement on behalf of all the people who've lost their jobs because they're not vaccinated, then why don't you come? You got the biggest platform in the country. Why don't you come out and say it?
Right.
You don't have to whisper it in the shadows and have some anonymous sources say it. Come out and say, look, I'm not anti. Exactly what's written. I'm not anti-vaccination. I just think it is crazy that people are losing their jobs because they won't get vaccinated. This country is supposed to be about freedom, blah, blah, blah. Those aren't my views necessarily. Right, but I'm just saying, like, If you know what I mean? Like, I think it's been. We haven't heard this. All of a sudden now, because the Nets come down with a heavy-handed decision, this is now out there? And I'll say this, right? I get the control of society and stuff. I think some, like, religious liberty and religious freedom is slowly being erased in this country. I don't think the government or anybody should be telling churches, mosques, synagogues what they can teach according to their religions. And so I get where he's coming from as far as control of society, and I don't like that either.
Yeah.
But I think this is spin and not – I think Kyrie personally does not want to take the vaccine.
Yeah, I think that – I agree. I think that it's more about that, but I think at some point – he's just going to have to come to terms with one or the other. And I just don't see him missing an entire season on a stance and giving up $30 million or whatever it is.
Well, it'd be about 17. Because I don't know, Rob G, has it been reported? I don't think it has. But I'm presuming he's going to get paid for the road games, even though he's not playing.
Oh, he might because
right?
He could
play. Yeah. He's available, right.
Yeah, so under law, he would be. So it'd be hard to dock him for those. So he'd lose half his salary. But it just seems like it would be. I think that he winds up playing. I really do. Just like Ben Simmons came in all of a sudden. He told, I'm not coming in under any circumstances. I'll sit out. I'll lose all my money. And he came in. What happened, Chris? Right. Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah.
He talked with bass in his voice and his chest stuck out.
well, his anonymous sources did. Because Ben hadn't said a word.
Right, but you know what I mean. But what happened to all that?
There's a question as to what is his motive in coming back? Is he coming back to play? Is he coming back to get his money and have a back spasms and not be able to play? Is he coming back to act a fool like James, and I don't say a fool, but act up like James Harden and Jimmy Butler? Remember, they got themselves out of there pronto once they started acting up. So I hear you. He definitely is coming back, and he's presumably going to get paid. But I don't know that he's coming back to step right in that lineup and everything's good now until y'all can trade me.
So yeah, I guess that's fair, but it's just, you know, the bravado from earlier just sounds weird now. That's
right,
all.
Right.
You know what I mean? That you came back with your tail between your legs, basically saying, okay, yeah, I'll come back. When he was like, he'll never come, he's not coming back under any circumstance.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.